Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to Money Monday. Today we're going to talk about how to get rid of a bad boss without switching jobs. This method also works for getting rid of a fellow employee you don't get along with, or any other unpleasant person you may encounter during your workday. This is especially effective if you notice that you seem to always end up with a certain type of boss or coworker. Repeating patterns in your life usually point clearly to the source as being you, or more correctly, your subconscious. Have you ever tried to get rid of a bad work situation by quitting and finding a new job, only to find yourself in a similar situation again? Yep. The problem is that we can't correct the issue by changing the external world, since the source is coming from within. Of course, if you switch jobs enough or wait it out long enough, the situation is bound to change. We can count on the impermanence of all things. Eventually, every good situation and every bad situation will end. However, by tweaking our subconscious, we can create a new situation faster. I like to be able to change things for the better as fast as possible. If you have an unpleasant work situation, you have some options available to you. Here are some methods that I have used. 1. You can grin and bear it. Wait it out and it will change. 2. You can confront the problem person. Setting a boundary is working in the external world, but it might be exactly what is needed to break your subconscious block. 3. You can take an inventory of the situation and be the change you want to see. If your boss is always critical of you, then purposely stop being critical of everyone and anyone. 4. Examine your automatic thoughts and consider what beliefs might be creating this situation. Then use the Change Anything Now process to leap the blocks instantly. We're going to consider in depth the first 3 options. Number 1. You can simply endure your bad situation and do nothing. I've done this before myself. When I was a teenager, as I attended college, I worked for a breakfast restaurant. All in all, I was there about 4 or 5 years. During part of the time I worked there, one of the cooks hated me. He was cool and critical. It was unpleasant working with him. In fact, I started to dislike my job and didn't want to go to work. The money was good, so I hung on to the job. In fact, this went on for 2 years. Then suddenly, and I'm not sure why or how, he started being nice to me. In fact, once he warmed up, I sensed a little sexual chemistry. That never got explored, and he moved on to another job. But I learned from the experience that things change even if you don't do anything. At the time, I was hard on myself and I criticized myself for keeping a job that I didn't like. But in the end, I started loving my job again. I'll never know if something better would have happened if I had left the job when I was hating it. But I did learn about impermanence. Everything that has a beginning has an end. The second option is confronting the person. I've heard of people doing this, and I think it's a great option. However, it isn't quite my style. Maybe when I was younger, I was a little conflict avoidant. But I also think that I have an inherent belief that people already know how they should behave. And if they are not doing it, they are not capable of doing it. And when I was younger, I was completely clueless that confronting people was an option. This wasn't modeled in my family of origin. I can see how a combination of factors from my childhood has led me to embrace a model that focuses on changing myself to change the outside world. Now, what does confrontation look like? If we consider the situation I just described at the restaurant, I know people that would have just confronted the cook. Why are you in such a bad mood? Or why don't you like me? The idea would be to get the obvious but unspoken truth out of the closet. I have a different method of confrontation, if you want to call it that. If someone is not nice to me, then I can address this specific behavior. For instance, if someone's calling me names, I can simply ask them not to call me names. I don't judge them by saying, "Hey, stop being mean to me." I ask them to not call me names, the specific behavior. If they don't honor my boundary, then I take some action. As for the cook, here it is 40 years later, I cannot remember exactly how the cook treated me. I know he wasn't friendly, and I felt really uncomfortable, but neither is a reportable offense. It is possible that he was just angry and it had nothing to do with me. The unpleasantness I experienced stemmed from how uncomfortable it was for me to be around someone that was angry. So there wasn't a boundary I needed to set, given I don't think asking someone to not be angry is really an option. I think people have a right to their emotions. As long as he wasn't calling me names or venting his anger at me, then there was no immediate issue. Of course, today I think I would not tolerate an angry person for 2 years without a discussion. Then again, I probably won't ever encounter an angry person for 2 years, given the work I've done. I think when it comes to confrontation, one needs to be sensitive to who has the problem. In the case of the angry cook, I had the problem, and his behavior was within acceptable limits, at least as far as I can remember. In the case of sexual harassment, or anytime someone does something to me that I don't like, I have the problem, and it is my job to assert and maintain boundaries. Then there's also the situation where if my boss is yelling at me for something I did that they did not like, we might both have the problem. They don't like my work, so they've got a problem, and I don't like being yelled at, so I've got a problem. The solution would need to be mutually negotiated. The third option for dealing with a bad boss, I learned when I studied the law of cause and effect. Now, the law of cause and effect suggests that the things that occur to us are not random, but instead they are caused by us doing a similar action in the past. The law of cause and effect has four attributes. The first attribute is that when we think or do something, we plant the seed for the same thing happening to us in the future. This is planting the cause for the effect that'll happen later. Now, it stands to reason that the second attribute is that if we experience something, we did a similar thing in the past, that only if we have these seeds that we planted can something actually fruit in our life. So we must have done it before. I like this because it means I'm no longer a victim, that somehow I'm responsible for what happens in my life, which gives me the freedom to then change my life completely. I'm not just a victim of whatever's going on. Now, the third attribute is while the cause may be small, like an acorn, oftentimes the result is large, like an oak tree. So a small act of kindness plants a little bitty seed that may result in a generous offering of goodness to us in the future. For instance, we move a hose so someone won't trip on it. So we're protecting life. And a few years later, someone saves our life in a fire. Much bigger outcome. The fourth attribute of the law of cause and effect is that every time we do something, we plant a seed, and that these cannot be lost. They're there, but you can weed them out, and you can prevent them from growing. So even though you might have planted a seed for something horrible to happen to you in the future, you can always change that outcome. What I was taught was that the law of cause and effect is very complex and hard to see. You know, the time between when we do something and when we get a result is long. Oftentimes it looks like because we lied, something good happens when lies can only lead to more people lying to us. So it's pretty complex. What I like about this law is that it makes me 100% responsible for what is occurring in my life. I'm no longer a victim. It means that the bad boss is coming from my past deeds and that I can create a good boss by changing my ways. I don't get into the place where I'm blaming myself for things that are happening in my life. I'm focused on, what can I create? I like this kind of power over my life. More importantly, I've tested this out and I've gotten good results. Here is my story where I tested it. I once was hired at a treatment center for substance abuse to work as part of their wellness program. The center at the time was in the process of being sold to a new owner. I was hired by the CEO and operations manager, but within a month, there was a new CEO, and most of my closest colleagues had left. I was put in charge of the wellness program, which was an integral part of the old center's treatment. However, studying the new management's material, I realized that they had a very mainstream treatment program that focused on pharmaceutical and cognitive behavior interventions. What I was doing was not supported at all. What I experienced was chaos. With the transition, no one really knew what was going on. I was treated by the other professional staff like an insignificant player. I was asked to fetch books for their sessions, instead of being treated like the doctor that I was. I was eventually moved from my prominent office in the admitting area, large desk, beautiful space, to an obscure attic room because the cook wanted my office. That's how it went. My boss was likewise surprising. He seemed to treat the job that he got as a vacation. And I have to admit, it was sort of like that for me too. The treatment center was housed in a former 5-star hotel and restaurant in Sausalito, overlooking the San Francisco Bay. The 28-day program went for $60,000 for a single occupancy room, and the lunch buffet was to die for. Hence, the cook got my fancy office. Now, in my few interactions with my boss, he would tell me about how other members of the staff had approached him wanting my job, and how I needed to create alliances to get what I wanted. I was kind of surprised. It seemed kind of gossipy to me. And at my 3-month review, he marked all of the attributes, every criteria, as zero. It was crazy. I have a 4.0 GPA from UC Davis, and I don't get zeros. When I asked him what he based his assessment on, he admitted he didn't actually have my job description. Now, to summarize, the environment was not supportive at all, and people were competing with each other. So what did I do? Well, I sensed that there was no real way to salvage the situation. It was going to end pretty soon. So I focused on not reacting and attempting to create the opposite environment in my future by applying the law of cause and effect. Since I was not supported, I focused on supporting others as best as I could. I also had just read the work by Dr. Len and attended his workshop. He is a practitioner of Ho'oponopono. His story talks about using a specific clearing statement to actually treat patients he never saw at a treatment center for the criminally insane. Oh, it's a great story. As a result of his practice, the institution became a safe place to work, and patients got better. After a period of 2 years, the institution was closed because of not enough patients. After hearing his story, what did I do? I made a list of the staff and clients at my treatment center and replicated his practice. The result? Well, I was let go at the end of my 4th month. Not surprising. I then proceeded to focus on meditation and practice for several years. However, the next job I got was the complete opposite. I was completely part of a team. My bosses, and I had 2, and coworkers supported me. I was accepted for who I was and encouraged to totally express myself. Did I create that? Of course I did. The mind is a powerful thing. Either the law of cause and effect is totally real, or my belief in the law created the effect. Either way, I created a fabulous work environment and 2 great bosses. Like I keep saying, it all begins with a choice. Choose what you want in your life and then ask what it'll take to create that. Your answers are within you, but don't forget to pay attention to outside clues. Dedicate yourself to creating an amazing life. You will never regret it. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Take a moment to give me 5 stars and write me a review. This will help the podcast reach more people. Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin McLeod. Incompetech.com. Licensed under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast, copyright 2017, Dorina Rode, all rights reserved.